Welcome to episode 2 of Ponderings in Pyjamas. I am Amy.
I'm Emily.
And Emily is, once again, the only one in pyjamas. Yeah. I'm letting the side down.
She really is. 0 for 2.
this episode is all about love. Wow. it's been Valentine's Day recently, as we all know. I am recently back into the wonderful world of dating.
The dating pool,
yes,
as it were.
It's very interesting. So I thought we could just talk about, love, you know, yeah, all of that stuff. Specifically, do you think that there is one person out there for everyone that is, you know, made for you and you alone?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I don't. Okay. I've been in my relationship for 6 years. But I feel like I am just as compatible with him as I have been with my other long-term relationship.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, relationships don't always end because you stop having feelings for each other, you stop loving each other. Sometimes you just grow apart. Sometimes there is something in your life that just leads you down a different path. So yeah, I feel like I am just as compatible. You know, every relationship has their issues. But no, I don't want to be with anyone else, and I don't see myself with anyone else. But if something happened in my relationship and I was no longer with Scott, I don't believe that would be it.
That he is the only person.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Because for one thing, if there is only one person, if there is truly one person for everyone, how the hell do you find them?
That's the thing, yeah.
Like, you know? If my one person is in Canada...
Yeah, chances are slim.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I could have probably chosen somewhere a bit further than Canada.
Canada,
God. I don't know why Canada. You know, so, you know, when are you going to meet this person? Mm-hmm, and does that mean that the person you are with, you shouldn't be with?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It begs too many questions.
Yeah,
so no.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting because I have a similar kind of train of thought. But my answer is yes, because I'm looking
at
it.
That's not similar at all. Mine is no.
Give me a chance to explain. The way that I get to the answer is similar, but then I have the opposite end conclusion.
Okay, go on.
Because I'm looking at it from a purely scientific, logical point of view. So,
really, it sounds Disney to me. So.
No, honestly, it's not. So, if we're talking about compatibility with different people, you know, there are people that you are more or less compatible with, that you have in your life and that are out there in the world that you don't know yet.
True.
So, you know, that being the case, it would stand to reason that there are, you know, a group of people that you are the most compatible with.
Yeah.
And then if you kind of go on to say that, you know, human beings are completely unique individuals, then it would also stand to reason that one person from that group, you know, they might have one tiny trait that is different from all the other people, but they are, you know, the ultimate compatible person for you. Just purely, you know, logically.
That's a very scientific viewpoint of it. So would you... So just throwing in a Netflix show now. So The Good Place, they supposedly get to heaven and they're supposedly your soulmate.
Yeah.
Just because somebody, I suppose, on paper is completely compatible with you doesn't mean that is the person for you.
Yeah, and that's what I'll go on to say is that, yeah, this is from a completely, like, theoretical point of view. Because, of course, there's no way that we know of, you know, currently that, you know, you can take a test or you can...
The closest has been that the married... The one they basically, like, blind dates, but it's marriage.
Oh, married at first sight.
Married at first sight.
I think all of that is complete rubbish, because there's no algorithm that can... without a shadow of a doubt, find the person that you're most compatible with. That's all rubbish. I'm speaking from a purely, like...
theoretical point
of
view. Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
And like, thinking that I do believe that there is that one person that is just logically probably the person that I'm most compatible with. I'm never going to meet that person, as you said, because chances are that living in Swindon is pretty, slim, or even though they're living in the same country as me.
Slim Pickens.
Yeah. And also, if I did meet that person, there would be no way for me to know that they were the person that I was most compatible with. But just purely theoretically, they, you know, would be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I think it depends what you're basing compatibility on.
I'm not basing it on anything.
No. What one is doing. Because, you know, to some people, compatible is having the same political views, mm-hmm. Having the same ideals, mm-hmm. and, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas to somebody else, compatible mainly hinges on what they want to do with their lives. You know, do they mm-hmm. want to travel? Do they not want to travel? You know, they may not really care if they have the same political views and things mm-hmm. like that, but as long as this person doesn't want to stay in one place for very long, then that's compatible. I think it's what you take compatibility as. And I think that these things aren't what one would say a soulmate is.
No, because
soulmate is meant to be, you know, that stupid Owen Wilson quote. I live my life through movies and TV. This is the only way I know anything about the world. The stupid Owen Wilson quote from Wedding Crashers, where he's like, love is finding your counterpoint in another person or some crap like that, you know.
Though I did think I told you that you was my soulmate.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think, well, you know, with our personalities.
Yeah, I think it's Myers-Briggs
personalities were very compatible.
Very having like a deep connection with someone, that doesn't make them your soulmate, though. I mean,
no, that's what I mean. I don't.
Yeah, I don't buy into that, really.
No.
Again, it's just some people that you're kind of more or less compatible with, I think.
But then, do you not worry? And actually, I'm asking the question, I actually know the answer, that you will be with someone for a really long time and you genuinely love them, mm-hmm. you get along with them, you know, you are together, and then you meet someone mm-hmm. who just seems that bit better, or even, mm-hmm. you know, can't say that, you know, you can think of what better would be than the person you're with, but mm. no, shit happens. You know, that's a worrying.
I think you definitely work from like our conversations in the past. I think you worry about that more than I do.
Really?
Yeah, because you're like, I know the answer to this.
Yeah, no, well, I didn't know the answer. No, it's just through discussions of, you know, things of like, you think you know people, and then things like that.
Interestingly, I worry about that. It bothers me that you could never, like, truly know the inner workings of someone's mind. But that's kind of, that's a different kind of issue, I think. I don't worry that I'll meet...
That's what serial killers worry about.
I don't worry that I will meet someone better, because it takes me a long time to kind of get that connection with someone. So there's no way that I would be in a long-term relationship and would then meet someone that I could even imagine myself being in a better relationship with, because I wouldn't have that connection with them at all.
I get that.
So that's not a worry that I have. But I do always, you know, I'll be lying in bed at night and I will be thinking, like, I wonder what my one person, you know, the one person that mm-hmm. I think is most compatible, I'm like, I wonder what they're doing right now, you know, this one kind of fantasy person in the world that I would probably have the best relationship with. I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have a cat.
Well, really, would they have a cat? It turns again.
Well, maybe we would get a cat together. That would be my ideal. The perfect person.
I just don't think that there is. I think, because again, if everyone is truly unique, I don't think everyone is truly unique.
Interesting.
And again, that sounds so depressing, doesn't it? But
I think that largely, like, there's going to be, like, millions of people that I would be compatible with.
Yeah.
I hope that
I don't think that deep down we are all the unique snowflakes we insist we are. Mm.
Or it would be something so kind of benign, as in, that's not the right word. I don't know
minuscule,
what the word is.
Something...
as in, like, oh, I'm looking at a Monster Munch package, I only like one flavor of Monster Munch. You're like, oh my god, that makes it completely different, you know. But every other aspect is.
What flavor of Monster Munch do you like?
I don't know. Is there actually more than one flavor?
Yes.
Oh, I only know about the vinegar one. That was it. No, pickled onion.
Pickled onion.
I do like that one.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite one, really. But no, but then my compatibility thing would say that if we got a pack of like multi monster munch, yeah, that they you wouldn't like pickled onion.
Yeah, the
onion
opposite one.
Because
yeah,
then
yeah,
I
yeah.
could have all the pickled onion and there'd be yeah. no argument.
Yeah, like, see, that's your idea of
it's like whenever we
yeah.
get ice cream splits, mm-hmm. Scott always has to have the pineapple ones. It's not really a discussion
yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
I don't like them.
And also, when you get a burger, I get the pickle.
You
I'm
do.
Just trying to muscle in that one. Yeah. You're more compatible
no, you
with
do.
Me.
It's literally, it's literally, yeah, like, to what is compatible to you, you know?
Yeah. But I'm not saying, like, that, again, like, there's no way of knowing that
no.
because everyone has. And, like, if I found the person that I would like to be with, maybe mm. they would have a completely different idea, so I wouldn't be their person, you know? Which is also quite depressing.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's very interesting. So, kind of leading on from that, I guess, do you believe in love at first sight?
No. Full stop.
Thanks, bye.
I sound very, very pessimistic here.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with
yeah,
with that
no,
one.
I believe in lust at first sight. Mm-hmm. You know, visually, you can appreciate someone walking past you in the street, but I can't. No, you don't look into someone's eyes and know that they are the one for you. And
mm-hmm.
you know, again, films. Elsa said it herself. You can't marry someone
oh,
you just
no,
met.
No, that's ridiculous.
You know,
isn't it?
It's true love. Yeah, no, I d- no love at
and
first
sight.
And
we know how that worked out. So moral
exactly,
of the story, hands
you,
is the bat.
You get a hands. Again, yeah. can I just say, we recently did the Myers-Briggs personality. Mm-hmm. Testing is
yeah.
that what it's called?
Myers-Briggs,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that I had a look online. You know, what was your personality type in a horror film? What was your personality?
Mm-hmm.
My personality type in Frozen is Hans.
Oh no, that's not
I
a
know.
Good one. Did you? What was mine?
I can't remember. Let me Google.
Hold
because
hold
we're
phone,
actually
we'll
we're actually very we literally have just one letter difference.
Yeah, so I can never remember what I am. INFJ, and you are an ENFJ.
Yes. Extrovert and introvert, which is, I never really saw myself as an extrovert.
Yeah,
but
actually looking at it, I think it makes sense.
I think you're Elsa.
Ooh.
Yeah, Elsa.
Well, that's exciting. So I knew that you were bad from the first time.
Do you ever met me, to be fair? I didn't think. I don't think they
well,
no, did briefly.
Yeah, yeah.
Briefly
she was
there,
like, get away from her. She didn't. She wasn't impressed with him, you know.
Well, no, I think she could have brought anyone though, to him.
I suppose, yeah.
But
that's true. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
I agree with that assessment. I guess of love at first sight. I definitely don't believe in it. I think definitely from my kind of experiences, I don't even have the kind of lust at first sight. I don't oh. think I. Like, I'm attracted to people's personalities. I need to have that kind of
this
deep
is making
connection,
me sound very
I
shallow. Can I
no,
just
but
say?
I think that's a kind of
yeah,
common
no.
thing, lust at first sight, you know. And that's the common thing, you know, you see someone, you're like, wow, yeah.
And actually, I do actually agree with you now, again, as a nearly 29-year-old.
Mm.
You know, when I started uni at 18...
Hormones.
Hormones flying about, I think, you know, and again, me and Scott have been together for 6 years, so still very young.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's more of a common thing then.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
have to sometimes, it's really difficult, and I think this is how fangirls are created, where you can't tell the difference between your attraction to an actor / character
mm-hmm.
than to people in the real world. Because some people be like, well, I don't fancy them I didn't fancy them straight away like I did so and so on this show.
Because they're designed.
They're designed
to...
for you to be, yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like Chris Evans, Sebastian Stan. It's
yeah,
like,
they're
okay,
literally
some,
designed
some, yeah,
to
literally,
you
fall
could, in love with them.
Yeah, you know, I would literally jump on them as soon as they got through the threshold of the front door, you know, like, but...
Have someone Joe.
Who's a regular Joe, kind of looks like them, maybe walking down the street, you know, and I'm there in my hoodie, no makeup type thing. I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, what a piece
yeah,
of that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's interesting. What about, because I'm obviously, yeah, I've started dating again, and it's kind of a weird feeling, like I get quite kind of worked up about it, I guess, because you kind of feel like there should be like, oh my God, the instant kind of attraction
yeah.
to someone. Whereas I'm, yeah, very much like I won't feel that until things have got more serious. And then it will kind of, I think there's a word for it, but there's labels for everything now.
Oh yeah.
Know? How is one meant to keep track of it? I don't know.
No, exactly.
Me
and Scott hadn't, I would say, I would say me and Scott had as much of an instant thing as you can do, I guess, in the real world. I asked him a stupid question and he gave me a stupid answer.
Yeah, that's what you want.
And that was it, basically. Yeah. I think, and again, I was attracted to him as well.
See, I can kind of say that I can look at someone and think, yeah, you are a good looking person, like objectively.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess it's always kind of a risk as to whether that would then grow. I'm not really sure. I don't think I'm explaining myself very well. No. But
then in turn, I at uni, I was dating a guy. We weren't Facebook official, so it was not official. I was dating a guy who was beautiful, but absolutely no personality, like nothing behind the eyes.
Yeah.
Nothing. On our first date, we went for a walk. He didn't say anything. Oh, we went for food. He didn't say anything. I think he said probably about,
like, one word answers, you know, when you ask an open question. That's
in the whole couple of hours, I think he said probably about 20 words.
Oh,
it was painful, but he was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, you can't build it. You can't build something like that, obviously. No, 6 years later, I'm still with him. No.
Listen, Scott.
No, Scott's a good mixture of both.
But there's no way in that situation that I would even feel any kind of attraction to that person, because if the personality is, like, not there, there's no way that I could have a physical relationship with that person. It just does not work, you know?
That's interesting, because, maybe now that's different. Mm. Again, hormones.
Mm.
But, yeah, I knew it wasn't going anywhere because, yeah, like, you couldn't even, I mean, he was trying to be a teacher or something.
Oh,
it's like, are you going to talk to anyone? And he wasn't just nervous, by the way. This was like a running theme.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, running theme. So obviously I did see him a few times.
Oh, well, that's with everything, doesn't it?
He was beautiful. So.
Well, yeah.
He looked like that guy in, again, only movies. He looked like that guy in last House on
the Summer.
No.
What's the last house on the street?
No, what's the one with Jennifer
about.
Lawrence?
Yeah. What was it called?
Was that Last House on the Left? No, that's a really horrible one.
It's something about, it's a horror movie, right?
It's a horror movie.
It's something about a last house somewhere. I know.
At the end of the street.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Last House on the Left, that has no redeeming quality, but that's a horrible film.
Yeah,
but
that guy. Yeah, he's got a funny, not funny, it's a foreign last name.
We could say that. I've got a foreign last name, we could say that. But yeah, the one who, like, grabs her head and is like, can you see the face in the tree? I never see the face in the tree, by the way. Never see it. Yeah, so,
he's personality. Attractive. Yeah, yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, obviously I can do that now. That's too much effort.
So I find, like, dating now, I just feel like I'm old, you know. And I know that I'm not old, but
not old.
I just feel like I'm past it now. I just want to settle down with some cats and.
Didn't you always kind of feel like you were past it though? You're not.
I hate dating.
You're not. Well, I don't think many people enjoy it. We've all had our terrible.
Yeah. What would be things. Some of your worst? Do you think?
So definitely. One of the worst was that, yeah. Because he texted me afterwards and was like, oh, I was expecting a thank you for food.
Oh, how rude of you. I didn't even say thank you.
I know.
You should have been like, I was expecting a conversation, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, that didn't happen either. But it's okay, though. Because if they're hot and you take them to something like the cinema, you're not supposed to talk there, so you can just appreciate.
You can't live your life in the cinema.
I do live my life in the cinema. So that was one. One of the other ones, literally the worst. It was Plenty of Fish, online dating.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, I made myself appear better than I actually am.
As we all do, yeah.
Because he sat there watching the football over my head
on
a big screen, and I was like, dude. Not even paying attention. And then as we left, the few dates I've been on, they're like, oh, okay, are you getting a taxi home? Do you walk home? And I was just around the corner. But literally, like, he got his phone out and was like, oh, okay, thanks, see ya. And then walked right the way.
No,
and I was like,
that's
bye.
Not what you want.
And it's fine. I didn't think much of him either.
Okay, that's all right. But
that's somewhere that can crush a girl if you're in the wrong frame of mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Um, But yeah, I think those have got to be, those got to be the two biggies. Mm. I mean, Scott never really had a first date because he just kind of came over for lunch after we met.
Well, you're together. I'm sure you wouldn't have had a bad, bad first date.
No. Anyway. Well, I was determined not to get together with him though, because I lived in Cardiff and he lived in Cornwall.
Interesting.
And I was like, I'm not doing a long distance relationship. That's ridiculous. And the next weekend, I was like, Mum, I've got a boyfriend. I've got a boyfriend. He lives in Cornwall. It'll be fine.
So, and it was.
Well, it was. Yeah, it worked. But yeah. So what about you?
I mean, I haven't had really awful ones. There's not been one that I've thought, like, that was absolutely hideous. There's been, you know, the grumpy people and the kind of boring people. But most of the time, I feel like dates have gone well. And actually, okay. I've always had to be the one who said, oh, I don't think there's
I'll get you.
There. I know, just you know, I'm not even being humble. I'm just bragging. I'm incredible.
I'm incredible. I'm amazing. No.
I think guys are just desperate, to be honest with you.
In Swindon,
yeah.
No, just make that sound adorable. They're not. No.
But I mean, my worst ones would be when I was trying to date when my anxiety was awful.
Yeah, and it's not a good mix.
I didn't like, you know, talking to my friends. I could barely cope with going out and having lunch with people that I knew.
Yeah.
So she thought
she'd go start dating.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was a great idea. So going to a restaurant, you know, that I perhaps hadn't gone to before with someone that I'd never met before, while I was completely, you know, hopeless or shaking with anxiety.
It consisted
of me having to excuse myself like literally like every 15 minutes to go to the bathroom and be sick. So
yeah, you're a slim gal.
Yeah. Questions would have been asked, I'm sure. But again, like, that guy wanted to see me again. So what is it with these people? That was an awful day.
Yeah, but you're like, you're pretty and you're a nice person.
Oh. Yeah, but I was, you know, I was dashing off to the toilet every 2 minutes, so surely, you know, questions would have been asked.
That's true.
So yeah, no, I don't have any completely awful.
No, nothing disastrous has ever happened. Just awkward and I mean, all first dates generally are awkward.
I do think you have to make it through that to meet. You know,
but I think to make it easier, this is just a dating tip, because you know,
okay, brilliant.
So good at it. if you are really anxious, getting there first, getting to the place first, and having situate yourself. If it's like a free for all pub thing, sit yourself somewhere that you're comfortable, and then I find it easier to be the person waiting for them to come in, not be the person walking in.
Yeah, see, I never meet someone in a place. I always meet outside.
Right,
and I kind of use that as not like a test, but just to get the kind of gist of the person. And I'll say, oh, would you mind meeting outside? And some of them are like, no, I'm going to go in and get a drink.
Mm.
And you're kind of like, okay, well, you know, most people will be like, yeah, that's absolutely fine, because they obviously realise that maybe that's a more neutral situation to meet someone, and it's less anxiety provoking.
It's a tricky thing.
It is. Dating is love. A tricky thing. And also, I have the tendency when I'm in relationships, again, kind of talking about fate and, you know, soulmates and whatever, I definitely have the tendency to kind of create all of these connections and reasons why it was meant to be, you know? So like with a previous relationship, I kind of had all of these like kind of really tenuous connections with people that I already knew that we just hadn't met before, but we did have all these connections, and I kind of used that to be like it was meant to be, this is fate. And I don't think that's a very healthy way of looking at things.
It's common though. I do think it's common. I think that about us though. If I hadn't run out of money in Cardiff and come back home with my tail between my legs, I would never have, had to get a job in a crappy walk-in centre.
Oh, yeah.
I would never have met you.
Very true. So maybe
she wasn't a patient, by the way. Let's put that out there. She wasn't a patient. And I pretty much forced you to be my friend.
You did, but
I set my sights on her.
Yeah.
And thought, this is the one.
And it happened.
And I made it happen.
I mean, that was definitely like meant to be, because it takes me ages to form a relationship with someone. But I was literally like, I'm going to be friends with this person forever. Like,
yeah.
I just know that straight away. That's nice, thanks. Isn't it?
Well, we're soulmates.
Yeah, I think so. Even though neither of us believe in it.
No.
Friend mates.
That's ridiculous. So
that was a good conversation.
Yeah, good chat about love and all that stuff. It makes me sick.
It terrifies me that...
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, that I will never find.
Oh, you will. You will. If somebody who just said that love makes her sick finds someone to very tolerate true, yeah. her, then, yeah, you'll be fine.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Cool. The love doctor has spoken.
Cool. So, yeah, next time we'll be speaking possibly a less soppy topic.
But we've gone from murder to Valentine's. So who knows?
Who knows where we will be led.
Who knows? Yeah. And maybe Amy will actually be in pyjamas.
I will be, I can promise you.
Okay. She's lying.